Hi, thank you so much for calling OMAX Health. My name is Shani. May I please have your email to pull up an account?
Yes, TAMMZF130@gmail.com. And I would like to speak to higher supervisor, please.
Okay. I'll be definitely glad more than to assist you with that. Let me get the account located first, and we'll get you transferred, okay?
Thank you.
Could you repeat that email address for me one more time, please?
Yes. TAMMZ, as in zebra, F130@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. What's your first and last name?
My name is Pamela Sanchez.
All right, Ms. Sanchez, and just to confirm that I have the correct account, could you confirm your address for me, please?
Okay. My shipping address on the order is 1133 KUKILA Place, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96818.
All right, thank you. And I do have your account here. It looks like you placed the order about 5 hours ago for the omega-3. The fish oil?
Yeah, there's a dispute here situation. I called twice already today, and I don't like what the representative told me the second time, and the first order was lost in shipment. So I'm being charged a higher price, and I was told, once you get it, just call back from your credit card. Well, that's not the answer. I need to speak to a supervisor because I was not charged the price of my original shipment that was lost, and I didn't get it. So
okay. I am one of the supervisors here, Ms. Sanchez, just looking over the account. I'll be more than happy to look over everything and see what's going on with your account, if you don't mind.
Okay. Ordered it the first part of July for the July 4th sale. And
mm-hmm.
when I called the second time, the lady said, oh, you could just call back and we'll go, well, just it. Well, I'm not happy with that. I consider, since I didn't get the first shipment, the shipment was lost. So it should be treated as such, not a new shipment.
Okay. So I do show where you were supposed to, just in the notes when you spoke with someone, they gave you a reshipment. Are you saying that you're being charged for that?
Okay. The first shipment was at the 20% discount price. Now I'm being charged a higher price for the reshipment because the first shipment was lost. That's not right. It's wrong.
Okay. When were you charged? Because I'm not showing that you were charged anything else for the reshipment.
Okay, if the shipment that's being processed now, did I get the 20% discount for the July 4th? Is it the same price? Because I believe I'm being I was charged for the first shipment and the second shipment. And the second shipment didn't reflect the 20% discount for July 4th.
Okay, let me pull up this older account.
I never got the first shipment, so I consider that lost. So I shouldn't have to pay full price for the second shipment since the first shipment was lost or I never received it because of somebody's mistake, either mistake with the delivery system or leaving it at the residence. I don't know what happened to it, but I never got it.
Okay. So I see where you're talking about. You didn't receive the one that you did on July the 4th where you were getting the $31.96 for the 8 boxes. So they did a reshipment to you. The reshipment, you're not being charged again.
Okay. Well,
so even though you're seeing the email that says it's $319.60, you're not being billed anything.
Okay.
Because it's a reshipment, and I know it shows that price in there, but it's already marked as paid. So you're not repaying anything for that new shipment.
Okay. And the other thing is, I told them to send it to the attention of Charles Frick, F-R-Y-C, not in my name, because I think that's the problem. That's my brother's address, and that's why I didn't get the first shipment.
Okay.
Because it doesn't.
I do see on here with the notations, they do have the attention of Charles F-R-Y-C.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. They did the reshipment today for you. So that's why you got that email showing that the charge is $319.60. But that's not being charged to you. It's already marked as paid.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel more comfortable because...
Yes, ma'am. And I apologize about the confusion, but it does show you whenever something is shipped on your account or ordered on your account, it's going to show you the amount. But it did not charge your card. It's already marked as paid.
Okay. Thank you. Because... I've been on that for a long, long time, several years, and many years, actually. And I live in Mexico, so that I'm here visiting my brother, and you can't ship that to Mexico. So that's why I'm getting enough medication or pills to last. Because I ran out a couple months ago. So.
We got everything handled. Also, too, if you're concerned about a charge, you can definitely contact your card issuer to confirm that there was no charge placed on your account today.
Yeah, I know. Thank you very much for your help. I feel more comfortable the way you handled it. Thank you.
Not a problem. Is there anything else I can answer for you?
No, thank you very much.
All right, no problem. Before I do let you go, Ms. Sanchez, I see that you're only trying the omega-3. Have you thought about adding our vitamin D3 to your subscription?
No, I get the vitamin D3 through the VA, so thank you.
Not a problem. Well, I do want to thank you so much for calling Omax Health. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. I know.
Bye-bye.